Welcome back to America Week, and I'm Leslie Gold with my pal Valerie Smaldone. Well, do you remember speed dating? I do. It was all the rage for a while, and it was where a group of people assembled and paired off two at a time for anywhere from 3 to 7 minutes together, and then a whistle blew and everybody switched partners for another 3 or 7 minutes. And it was a good idea in theory, but in many cases, the interaction, I don't know, it felt like a job interview or an interrogation or, in the worst case, sort of the longest 7 minutes of your life. And I had thought that speed dating fell out of favor, but I was surprised to learn about an innovative new form of it. I was introduced to Affogato Date this morning, and it is a gelato-tasting speed dating event where you have 7 minutes together, but each time you're trying a different gelato flavor with a new introduction. And I have to say, I thought that was kind of brilliant. And the founder of this is a guy named Kerry Weiss, and he's on the air with me now. Hi, Kerry.
Hi, how are you, Leslie?
Good. So I know you have an event in New York City tonight, but first, let's just talk about the concept. Who came up with this idea?
Well, it actually erupted from a It's all started with an app I'm going to be launching, Name Date Cafe, which is an app that has Yelp on it, so it allows you to actually make a cafe date through the app. And Foodie TV Network heard about the app and contacted me to do a series about the date cafe and cafe speed date events. And which I also had as part of the app. So I shot the first episode at an Italian eatery cafe named Crave It in Manhattan in Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
And their gelato, actually, I had never heard of the affogato, which I think probably many people listening have not. The affogato is a very popular Italian coffee drink that pairs espresso with gelato.
Oh, God, that sounds heavenly.
It is. It's unbelievable. So I saw the affogato, the gelato they had at this Crave. It was unbelievable. And I just came up with the speed dating concept of gelato tasting speed dating, which really is my overall concept of sharing a new food item and meeting someone new. That's where it came up, the affogato date.
I tell you what, the reason I think it's brilliant is two reasons. First of all, who doesn't like gelato, number one? And secondly, you now have an activity that you both can focus on instead of just grilling each other. And this triangulation, if you will, the gelato or the affogato becomes the third element in your date, and it's a great icebreaker. You immediately have something to talk about.
Exactly. And that's the overall concept. And my background, so you know, I was actually on the original speed dating committee. And then I have to ask you if you know who created speed dating.
I don't.
Speed dating is actually created by a Jewish organization named Eish HaTorah. And they created it to encourage young people to come to their centers and learn about their programs. So they were not a dating company at all. They were simply trying to attract young people. And as a result, it got picked up by the New York Times, and then in a week or two, it was all over the country, all over the world. It became a phenomenon. And it was not created by a dating company.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. So I was the first host. And also, having grown up, as you have, with the whole creation and growth of online dating, I've witnessed both the evolution of speed dating and online dating. And now we have mobile dating with the apps.
Right.
Basically, there is, to me, a problem. And the problem that I find is that the cat's out of the bag, everybody's on the defensive. Nobody's being themselves. Everybody's playing a chess game. Everything's calculated. And it takes the whole natural revelation of personality and just, you know, that coming out of interacting, that's missing nowadays because everybody's, you know, interrogating and investigating and basically, you know, not even getting to know the person. Mm-hmm. Forget about connecting. So this, you have to trick the mind. And the best analogy is like an actor on stage. You cannot be on stage thinking, I'm Carrie Weiss, I live in Manhattan. No, you got to be the character that you're playing. Otherwise, the audience is going to see that. You have to find a way to, as an actor, to trick your mind in a sense. On dating, you have to do the same thing. You have to get your mind off the awareness and the self-consciousness, both people, as you were saying, and that lets the guard come down and allows your personality, remember that, to come out. So, and it really does work. That's the amazing thing.
I believe it. What ages do you get at your events?
Well, right, it has been a more of a younger demographic, 20s and 30s. But honestly, I would love to see an older demographic because my experience with speed dating is that, well, it's a little bit more valuable in a sense to older people because they're a little more serious about meeting somebody. And young people certainly have a ton of options these days. And I also think the idea of the food tasting and dating combo would appeal to a more sophisticated audience. So I'm all for, you know, 30s, 40s, 50s. Hey, there's a documentary on speed dating for people in their 70s to 90s. So it's open to everyone.
Why not? Now, I was watching a little bit of the event that you broadcast on Foodie TV. And I'm interested for you to talk about how people indicate they're interested in someone. Every 7 minutes, you change partners, and you also get a different gelato concoction to taste. And how do you make the matches at the end?
Well, that's a great question. When you do a speed dating, you have a date card, which you fill out. Each round, each party says yes or no to the person they met, and both have to say yes in order for there to be a match. If you were to meet seven people, you could say yes to all seven, but if all seven said no to you, which of course they wouldn't, Leslie, you would have zero matches.
Okay.
So it has to be a joint yes, a mutual yes, in order for there to be a match, and it could be anywhere from zero to seven. Our events have averaged 3 matches per attendee. So people are coming away with 3 successful matches out of 7. That's a very high rate. What we're trying to accomplish is to really match people up at the speed dating and try to, you know, match them up. And one thing that could be a great matching mechanism is that interest in food.
Before I let you plug everything that you need to plug, I want to know about your website and where people can learn about the app that you mentioned and so forth. But the other reason that it's so brilliant, besides having the triangulation and, of course, the gelato, and just infusing gelato in anything makes any event better. But it's
gelato is for lovers.
Yeah, but it's only an hour as well, right? Yeah. If I'm doing my math right, 7 people, 7 minutes.
After work, no alcohol as well. So it's great for the professional, you know, single that works in a big city and can find an easy to go to event, you know, knock it out in an hour, meet quality people, have a great experience.
Brilliant, Carrie. So Carrie Weiss is the founder. I found some information at cafespeeddate.com. Is that your main website?
Correct, yes.
Okay, and where will people learn about the app?
The app is listed at cafedaters.com.
Again, go to cafespeeddate.com for all the information, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you as well, and I'd also love to discuss with you, Leslie, possibly at a future show about doing charity dating that also includes food. so that we can all get together and share the love and date for charity.
That's fantastic.
So let's do a second show and talk a little bit about that. Maybe we can get a guest from a charity organization to be included and get that discussion rolling, because I see incredible potential in charity element or aspect to both online, mobile, and speed dating. So let's talk about that too.
All right, we'll do it. Carrie Weiss, thank you. We'll be right back. I'm Leslie Gold on America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network. Stay with us. More coming up.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
So, would you like an easy, surefire trick guaranteed to raise your child's mark one-letter grade? Here's the science of it. To acquire any new knowledge, you've got to jump into it, create those new brain synapses and engrams, learn it bit by bit, and eventually, over time, master the material.
I learned something today.
But how much study time does it take? That, of course, varies from student to student, but there's a point where the individual feels as if they have a grasp of the knowledge, a grasp sufficient to pass the test. And this is where the student usually stops studying. What's the cheap psych trick? If a learner will study 1 clock hour, 60 minutes, beyond the point where they think they've got it, they'll raise their test grade by one letter, from a C to a B or a B to an A. Bottom line, study smart and then 1 hour past that. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Susan and her aunt Jean have become so close that her aunt put Susan's name on the title of her home as a joint tenant. But now the aunt has Alzheimer's and has moved into a convalescent home. Bills are adding up and Susan needs to sell the home. Unfortunately, attorneys have told Susan the house cannot legally be sold because her aunt doesn't understand what she's doing. Is this true? The Final Verdict after this.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Even though Susan is on the title, the house cannot be sold if her aunt has Alzheimer's. Susan needs to have the court declare her aunt incompetent and a guardian appointed to represent her interests. Then the house can be sold. And that's the final verdict.